hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Ooh, hour two, after I heal from smacking myself in the face of the headphones, hour two of the National Intel Report, folks, on this 19th day of December 2007. Let's go back to the calls here. Mark in Kentucky, you're up next. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
I just wanted to say to people about the 9/11 and all that, that, you know, we can sit around and talk about 9/11 all day, but most people cannot grasp it. I can talk about borders and everything and have them online like that. The moment I bring up 9/11, a glaze comes through their eyes and they just cannot believe anything you say. I mean, there are certain people on that line, and we can talk about it all day, but unless we got some solutions to what's really happening in our government right now, economically, socially, morally, spiritually, then we're, you know, it doesn't make any difference.
And Mark, I saw this 9/11 issue. I saw this thing coming. You know, I saw Glenn Beck's complaints with the Ron Paul people that were out there trying to get him to talk about 9/11. And, you know, it's a dead issue as far as I'm concerned, because here's my fear. And I'm seeing this, that people, just as you said, the people will look at you like you're growing two horns out of your head, and what the heck are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the problem, and now it's been exacerbated by the Ron Paul interview.
Well, the thing, if you really stop and you look what Ron Paul said, he didn't give a yes or no answer to anything. He just said it's bizarre.
Yeah.
I forget the other word he used. But when you stop and look at it, yeah, then when you see the real truth behind 9/11, yeah, it is bizarre. I mean, he didn't give a yes or no answer to any of that. And so I definitely believe that once he got in, he'll definitely have another investigation.
I think so.
And I don't think it's any reason at all not to support him because he wouldn't give a yes or no answer to that question.
Well,
he was playing politics with it, which I do understand.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, like I said, you know, it's foolish for people to start drawing their line in the sand over issues, and they
mm-hmm.
want to pick this guy apart. Let me ask the question. Who else out there are you going to elect? If not Ron Paul, whom?
Well, here's another thing, too. I mean, you have to look at 9/11 and go, well, most people will ask, well, how does that really affect me?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you know, I still got to get up tomorrow and go to work. I still have to pay my taxes. I still have to do... You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a non-issue until after he gets in. And believe me, once he got in, he definitely would have another investigation, and I think a lot of things would come out.
Well, and take a look at what his platform is, and look at the people that he's drawing into the tent,
mm-hmm.
the disenfranchised, the people before that never voted or never even made a donation to a political candidate before.
I've never registered ever as a Democrat or Republican. I usually used to vote. I actually voted for Bill Clinton, much to my chagrin, until mm-hmm. after I figured out what he did. And I was like, man, I can't believe I voted for this ass. But excuse my language.
Yeah, okay.
After I figured it out, it's just like, wait a minute, these guys are in cahoots with each other. I've actually, a long time ago, a guy by the name of Van Lohman, he's actually... friends with Michael Collins Piper, told me that the Clintons and the Bushes, you know, work hand in hand with each other. They're hand and fist, hand and glove.
And when
I looked at him and he told me this, I looked at him like he was out of his mind.
Well, you couldn't believe
and now
it.
Now they do commercials with each other.
You watch what happens if Hillary gets elected. Bill and Daddy Bush are going to be tramping around the world together.
Well, just to let you know, I talked to Chris, and it's going up around here, around Kentucky and Ohio.
Real good. Hey, thanks a lot, Mark. Appreciate your call. Chris, Smitty, Bob, others, hang on. We'll get your calls right after this.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, let's continue with the calls here. By the way, I thought about something else. You know, I'm beginning to think here that the... Do me a favor. I've got a dead spot, and I don't know if it's in this mic or it's on that board. Tweak me a little bit, because it's doing some nasty stuff here. I actually think it's in your pot. Mark that and have the engineer look at it tomorrow. Okay? At any rate, I'm beginning to think with the tax issue out there about the IRS, and I don't want to call it a red herring because it's bringing attention to the unconstitutional and illegal IRS. Now, the IRS would not have been there, ladies and gentlemen, if we did not have the Federal Reserve. Do me a favor. This mic is doing it again. Hold on here. No, just, Manny, back there, the only thing you got to do is kill this one and fire this one up. All right. And, okay, there. It's still doing the same thing. You think it's in my headphones? Well, I'm not going to sit here and listen to myself doing this. Hold on here, folks. All right. Now I got nothing. All right. There we go. Okay, I'm back. No, I got it. I'm good. All right. At any rate, We would not have had the IRS if it were not for the Federal Reserve. And I'm thinking about this in priorities of attack. When your forces are weak and you absolutely have to achieve an objective, when the one thing you don't want to do is waste time, ammunition, personnel, anything else trying to accomplish your mission, and that is to win the war. What's the war? Well, if I've got to explain that to you, then you've just dialed into this program for the first time today. But I'm looking, and what keeps echoing through my head is hacking at the branches and not striking at the root. Is the IRS and all the people that have been going after the IRS, I don't want to use the term red herring, but are we striking at the branches or are we striking at the root? If we dumped the Federal Reserve, would it not be easier then to take away their enabling vehicle for their IRS? Because this is the surety that the bankers wanted. Chris in Tennessee. Chris, you're up next. Hello.
Hey, John. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
John, I watched the Glenn Beck interview last night. I very seldom watch him. I've been discouraged when he was pumping the Iran war and his loaded question to Ron Paul about the missile strike in the Pentagon was bizarre. Anyway, Ron Paul's supporters are not responsible for his death threats. I mean, if anybody knows, you don't email somebody and want to say you want to kill him, and nowadays with caller ID. If anything, he received more viewers last night than he has in a long time for an audience. The two questions that I would have asked him is, would you like to see waterborne techniques done to get some of the truth out for the 911 investigation? As far as my opinion, the World Trade Center should have been condemned of the high asbestos levels. The building that they've talked about at the New York Port Authority were aware of it, and at one time they tried to sell it for a dollar. Mm-hmm. And the other thing was the inside stock trading. $225 million dollars that was made on that stock trade still hasn't been claimed to today. But most of the people who complain or whine are people who don't vote. I've talked to a lot of people that are registering right now. What I'm saying is if you're a Democrat, vote in the Republican primary for Ron Paul, to help him be elected, and whoever gets in there is going to have such a mess from George Bush running this country here for the last 80 years.
Yeah, that is true. And the mess goes, and we can't hang it all on Bush, nor can we hang it all on the present Congress assembled. But they're certainly part of it, and they're part and parcel of the problem. If you recognize there is a problem and you don't do anything about it, well, then guess what you become? Part of the problem, not part of the solution.
Well, if Lindsay, the guy who comes on our show here, talks about money, and he always says that our economy is based on oil, and that's the number one thing we need to do is stop being terrorized by the foreigners. If we've got to stop importing and take a week off and just to get a grip on things, but start opening up those wells in Texas, Oklahoma, and let's start taking care of our own.
Well, I'm in agreement with you, and this has been the argument, 35 going on 40 years now. I mean, we saw what they did with the oil embargo back in the 70s. We saw that, and they've been giving lip service to this deal for a long, long time. And the question I have, we've got Anwar up there. We've got Gull Island. We've got enough oil up there right now. We don't have to sell any to the Japanese. Let them go buy Venezuelan oil or whatever. But we have enough crude in known reserves just in Alaska alone to last us for the next 200 years at present consumption rates. And that's not talking about the wells here that are capped in Texas or the marginal wells maybe in Oklahoma or the wells that are offshore within the 12, 13-mile buffer area around this country, all the oil reserves. And they're finding deeper reserves that are going down 10, 15,000 feet. It's more expensive to drill, but that's good oil, and it can be pulled up. Why are we being held hostage by this?
I agree, because we have an oil man in the White House, and they're profiting from it. The other thing I've noticed, John, is the police lately have no respect for the citizens. They forgot about the issue, protect and serve. Last Saturday night, we were on our way home, And the police officers were driving in our lane on the interstate. And I went down to the Internal Affairs today to try to fill a complaint out to the city of Knox County, and they refused to take my complaint.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. And I thank you for letting me tell everybody on the airwaves now. But if anybody was on I-40 and saw the police driving against them, please visit the website, WATE, and help me try to do something about it. Yeah, his attitude was, so you have pictures? And I said, what about your dispatcher? Your cam on the car.
Yeah.
You know, you have to prove. But anyway, that's besides the point. That's a personal problem I'm dealing with. But one thing good about Ron Paul is states' rights.
There you go.
Federal government, they can't. The lame duck Congress, we don't need them no more. We get more people elected right now, representative, state congressmen, and we'll do things at the state level. And if the federal government is giving us a hard time, that's when the states should start cutting back money. And we'll keep it here in the States. Don't send it to Washington.
Well, and here's something else to consider that a lot of people aren't thinking about, is if you got Ron Paul with the ultimate bully pulpit in this country, and he's telling and holding his little town hall meetings or his fireside chats, call them what you will, addresses to the nation, that encourages people of goodwill and that actually have some morality and ethics about them to invite them in for true service to their country, you're going to see a revolution in this country, and once explained what the real problems are and what needs to be corrected, you're going to see these people in Congress and the Senate being driven out on rails, if not tarred and feathered.
Well, John, when you spoke to Pat Buchanan about the casualties from the first Gulf War, mm-hmm. I really didn't think he grasped exactly how bad of a hit we're losing equipment and manpower right now.
No, I don't think he does either.
Okay, buddy. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate your call.
Bye.
Yeah, how do you prove a negative, folks? You know, John F. Kennedy lost his life back in 1963. Now, some argued that, well, the guy was an insider. But I watched some of the things that he had done. Some of them very bad, some of them very good. And one thing that he did, and I pulled the bills out last night. As a matter of fact, I thought I'd lost my $5 United States note. Well, I did. But she had a couple more of them, along with silver certificates, along with one. And I had one $2 bill that looked like it just come off the printing presses yesterday. It was a United States note. But the silver certificates that actually states on the dollar bill that you can take to this bank and it's redeemable in silver. You know, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, my God. But to prove a negative here on JFK, this thing has been turned upside down, inside out. People have talked about this. I mean, exhaustively went through every little detail, every speck of dust. Are we any closer to getting a resolution on JFK? You know, nobody even knows where the guy's brain ended up at. But now here we're faced with a situation with 9/11. Those that have not been bought off. The evidence that's been destroyed, the witnesses that have been scared off and or killed, where are we going to get with the 9/11 issue? And as the one caller called in and said, look, you know, I can talk to them about a lot of different issues, but when I start talking about 9/11, they start to glaze over. Now, even though that was the excuse for the government to start shredding the Constitution, to start robbing people of their liberty and their freedom and their rights, let me ask you a question, folks. Where is it on your priority list to actually get somebody in office that will address the issues, the core issues that are rotting this country to death? Do we want to keep talking about 9/11? Or do we want to start rolling up our sleeves and actually getting busy and being part of the solution? And many people will tell you, oh, well, come out of, you know, Satan there, you know, you can't deal with that. Let me tell you something, folks, if we do not, and I am dead serious about this, if we do not do something about this FedGov, you are going to have a choice, and here's going to be your choice. Actually, you'll have a couple of them. Your choice is going to be to bow down and kiss the feet of your master and to keep your mouth shut for safety reasons, for your own personal safety. Or here's the other option. to stand up and fight. Or here's the third option. If we go to that cartridge box, what do you think is going to happen to the very salt of this earth that understands what this country stands for? We're going to be putting in a lot more boxes than George Bush ever thought about on the deaths in the Gulf War.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Now, there's not much that we can hang our hat on here with the 9/11. I mean, a lot of people did good investigations on it, raised a lot of questions. But on the Federal Reserve issue, which birthed the baby for the IRS because those banks wanted their surety, you know, I just have to go back in short amount of history in this country to read about the Federal Reserve. Now, we know it's illegal and it's unconstitutional. Nobody had the right in 1913 to put this money in the hands of the privateers out there. And Mayor Amschel Rothschild said it best in one little simple sentence. Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes the laws. Now, why do you think he said that? Because it's true. You know, I look at other things. I mean, Andrew Jackson says, if Congress has the right under the Constitution to issue paper money, it was given to them to be used by themselves, not to be delegated to individuals or to corporations. One of my favorite is Robert H. Hemphill, and for 8 years he was the credit manager of the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, not a small bank, one of the major ones outside of New York City. If all bank loans were paid, no one would have a bank deposit, and there would not be a dollar of currency or coin in circulation. This is a staggering thought. We're completely dependent on the commercial banks. Someone has to borrow every dollar we have in circulation, cash or credit. If the banks create ample synthetic money, we are prosperous. If not, we starve. We are absolutely without a permanent monetary system. When one gets a complete grasp upon this picture, the tragic absurdity of our hopeless position is almost incredible, but there it is. If the banking problem is the most important, intelligent persons can investigate and reflect upon. It is widely understood, and the defects, rather, remedied very soon. Now, this is the guy, this credit manager, one of the Fed banks. I mean, folks, I don't know how to adequately explain this, because we have a problem here. We have a lot of people chasing issues, and we have too few people chasing too many issues. Are we going to get smart about this? Are we going to get surgical? Are we going to do the strikes where the strikes need to be repeatedly pounded? Or are we going to keep screwing around? Are we going to get legitimate people, and I'm talking mainstream America that is suffering the same as you are out there, into this movement for a permanent change so we can have our children, our children's children, and their children's children's children in a secure America? That's literally what is at stake. And if we do not do this in this generation right now, it is going to be irretrievable. So I'm asking you to think this thing through. You know, there's a war being fought, and a war that must be won because it's for our very survival. Yeah, we're going to lose a battle or two here and there. But does it make you feel better to win a battle that has nothing to do with the outcome of the war? Is that going to make you feel better? If that's the case, I'm going to quit broadcasting. Hell, I'll do it tomorrow. We have got to get very serious about what we're facing, and more importantly, what we are going to do in the near term. Let's go to Smitty in North Carolina. Hello, Smitty.
Good afternoon, John.
How you doing?
I'm making it, man. Look here, that article I heard you mention that last week about the Department of Veteran Affairs.
Yes, sir.
And if I'm not mistaken, you said you were going to put that on the web page, right?
And I did.
Where in the world's that? I can't find it.
Okay, hold on here. Let me go down to the bottom. I don't see it.
I never have seen it on there. I've looked.
All right. My webmaster / programmer here is out today. He is sick.
Yeah.
I told him to do it the other day. It might have slipped his mind, or he's got it somewhere on his website that neither you or I could find.
I believe it was. If it was on there, I would have found it. But I may be wrong.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can dig it up, and I'll make sure it's on there tomorrow.
Well, let me tell you, there's a good reason I want that.
Why is that?
I send a lot of emails and deal with a lot of retired military. And, well, matter of fact, some of those, you know, they work for the active military. And some of them, you know, are civil service retirees.
Mm-hmm.
Not retirees, but work for the government, you know, civilian capacity.
Right.
Those emails transfer, you know, from one to the other. They go through every one of them squadrons. They wind up going to commanders, you know, things that should be heard. With a link to that tied with Ron Paul, that thing could spread around the world through the military.
Well, and I'll tell you what, that's why I mentioned it when Pat Buchanan was on. He couldn't believe the figures.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, look, I pulled them right off the government site. We checked it and double-checked it, and there are the numbers.
Well, you know, it would be a great benefit to Ron Paul if I could get a hold of that, you know, and help passing it around.
All right. I will do that tomorrow, sir.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, thanks, Smitty. 800-313-9443. We'll continue with your calls today, right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Go to Bob in Canada. Hello, Bob.
Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
We're facing exactly the same issues up here in Canada that you are. It's horrible. And I'd like to thank you for your program. I listen quite regularly, and education-wise, I'm not the same person I was. Today, I've been listening to you for 3 years. I just can't believe the difference you've made, in my knowledge and so on. One of the things that I'm looking for solutions, like a lot of people, John, and, one of the things I keep going back to is the English Civil War, Oliver Cromwell, but particularly Sir Edward Coke. He's responsible for this. Petition of right, where the idea was to hold the government of the day to the common law. You're dealing with the same thing. These people, they're above the law. It's horrible. when you another thing, when you look at the reasons that Charles I was dealt with, you know, in the way he was dealt with, he just basically lost his support. And most of, you know, we're talking about people who had money, people of, you know, the nobility, in the world we live in today. The New World Order, they are excluding a lot of people, okay? You know, they definitely exclude small business, but they're excluding medium to larger size businesses as well. And you know, and once these businesses, once these people realize that they're getting cut out of the deal, they're getting excluded, this is, of course, this is, I believe, one of the things that brought down Charles I in England, mm-hmm. is his support just shrunk and shrunk and shrunk. And this idea of divine right, you know, in the world we live in today, corporations, people with wealth, they are ruling by divine right of money. You know, to me, it's a legal matter. When you look at the English Civil War and you look at what's going on in America and here in Canada today, the similarities are just, it's, you know, Oliver Cromwell was a member of Parliament. Here you got Ron Paul, who is a member of Congress. Cromwell was a military person, but I don't think we need that. We need a doctor. Like, I would love to see, as a lot of other Canadians, we'd love to see a Ron Paul, you know, get elected and save, because
yeah,
it's very important for everyone.
Let me ask you this question. What is the one similarity that Canada and the United States have?
Well,
if you were to pick one.
Okay, are you talking about economically?
Yes.
Or amongst?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're joint. We're very, very deeply integrated at this point, John. You know,
You just hit it. Banking.
I'm sorry?
Banking.
Yeah, but I think it goes beyond banking. I've heard you talking about banking, okay, a lot, and you're right, okay, that is really a core problem, but it's beyond that. It's about the contempt that the people who have money have for the general public, and it's their disregard for the common law. They don't think that the laws that would send you and me to prison or to the executioner's block, like Charles I,
right.
they really don't think that these laws apply to themselves.
And Bob, if I can interrupt you here,
sure.
You know, the reason is, and a friend of mine, Dr. Bill Veit, said this, that most people are equating their freedom with the amount of money that they have. And the more I turned it over my head, the more I thought, you know what, this guy is spot on. He hit it right on the head. And the most of the socialism movement here in the United States and in Canada, if you look who's behind it, it's the people that are well-moneyed. They want to protect their own interest. And you be damned. What we're dealing with here, in essence, whether it's, you know, whatever era, we're looking at human nature. And the one thing that the founding fathers in this country realized when they drew up the Constitution, and I do believe there were some rats in the woodpile at that point in time, but at least it gave us a chance to maintain freedom and liberty and maintain our own economic viability through an honest money system. The one common thread that threads throughout all of these corrupt governments and regimes in this world today, and the greatest globalist tool, is their money. So, you know, what keeps things at bay?
I'm sorry to interrupt, John, but it's their value systems as well.
Exactly.
If you don't have any money, they don't see you as having any value, okay? They affix a value to you based on the size of your pocketbook.
But again, let me flip it back to honest money and the opportunity for people to live their lives however they want. If they want to build themselves a kingdom, fine, they can do it. If they want to remain a pauper, but the opportunity has been taken away from us. And you're right. The people with power and the ring knockers on the inside look at us as disposable sheep. You know, we are bled to death for what we can produce for them. And the minute we become useless or useless eaters to them, we are expendable. But if we have honesty that rings true in the halls of government in Canada or here in the United States or any place on this planet, This is the opportunity for people to maintain that freedom and liberty. But once you debauch the system itself, then criminality can run rampant. They've already been demonstrated that you can be a criminal. You got to be a little bit sharper and stay one step ahead. But
if you look at Sir Edward Coke and this idea of a petition of right, now what would happen if you were to get together, you know, certain people, and you petitioned this government like a petition of right, where you just demanded a return to the rule of law? You know, this another thing you might. You know, I would like to see you do personally, John, is have business people on, interview business people who have been excluded by this power elite, like this New World Order. And we're talking about large businesses now, medium to large size businesses that have been completely excluded from this. You know, basically, it's a racket. It's a racket. That's what, you know.
It is.
You know, and like in insurance companies, I'm looking at opening up a small business here in Thunder Bay, Ontario, and insurance. Well, you know, I'm getting quotes for insurance. It's an extortion racket.
Sure.
You know, they are basically criminals at this point.
Yes.
These corporations, these businesses have become criminal. They're out of reach of the law. This is the thing. They're just out of reach of the law. And if we look at history, you know, we're looking at a war every 20, 25 years now. There's a business cycle, but there's also a people cycle. But every 350 to 400 years, the people have had to step in and make a correction as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Magna Carta and There have been, you know, but every 400 years or so, I have been looking at the English Civil War a great deal, and I really believe that there are answers, you know, that apply. We can find answers from that that horrible historical event and then apply them today.
Right.
It's particularly where, like Charles I lost the support of. A large number of people because he was just excluding them,
That's where we're at in this country right now. The Congress of the United States, in the public opinions polls out there, is at an all-time low.
Yes.
The recognition of this Bush in the White House, I mean, that is an all-time low. I don't think that there has been, and I might be in error, but I don't think there has been a time in this country where people have voiced their disapproval against the president the way they are with George Bush.
I really believe the similarities between what was going on in England in the 1600s and what's going on here, both in your country and our country here as well, the similarities between Cromwell's England and the North America of today, it's scary. It's
all right.
Very scary.
Bob, I hate to do this, but I got to cut you off. We've got other callers, and I got other information I want to go over.
You have a nice Christmas. Thanks for taking my call, John.
Well, and you have as well. I know you love your country as much as we love our country down here, and I hope that we see this turnaround, sir, in our lifetime.
Well, you know, it's an international problem, John. You know, it's going on globally. We've never faced this kind of thing before, the countries of the world. And I think we're going to have to change. We approach this, and we're going to have to change our thinking on some of these things.
I understand. I understand you perfectly. Bob, thanks again. Appreciate it. Let me just read this. We were talking about England here. Sir Josiah Stamp, he was a president of the Bank of England. By the way, he was touted as being the second richest man in England. And the quote here is, "The modern banking system manufactures money out of nothing. The process is perhaps the most astounding piece of sleight of hand that was ever invented. Banking was conceived in inequity and born in the banker's own earth. Take it away from them, but leave them the power to create money, and with a flick of a pen, they will create enough money to buy it back again. Take this great power away from them, and all the great fortunes like mine will disappear, and they ought to disappear, for then this would be a better and happier world to live in. But if you want to continue to be the slaves of the bankers and pay the cost of your own slavery, then let bankers continue to create money and control credit. And again, that was Sir Josiah Stamp, president of the Bank of England. Alan in Texas. Hello, Alan.
Yeah, good afternoon, John.
Hi.
I noticed that the they're really stepping up their attacks on Ron Paul. There's a piece here just came up on the MSNBC website. Ron Paul keeps donation from white supremacists.
Yeah.
And did you see that article?
No, not yet. But they're going to throw everything but the kitchen sink and maybe the kitchen sink and the toilet at him.
Well, what's interesting about this is that it's right underneath the article that Congress voted for another $70 billion to go to Iraq and Afghanistan. So they may have made a mistake there. They might want to reconsider the positioning of that article. I went on Paul's website here earlier on. I noticed they don't have the counter on there anymore for the money.
Really?
And because you were saying they're up to about $18.7 million, but actually I think they have a lot more than that in the bank because $18.7 is just this quarter. I don't think they've spent the $5 million from last quarter.
You need to pull the collar's pot down. There you go. I have to keep explaining this to these engineers. When you hear me nulling out like that, you're pushing it too hard, and you got to bring me down, bring the collar down. All right. Yeah, the only thing I see on this site, it's nice to see some fresh air from all the hot air that seems to come out of Washington, keep up the good work, Cameron Gates, Lake Charles, Louisiana. Where is the counter?
I don't know.
Well, evidently they're retooling it or doing something with it. I'll keep an eyeball on it. Yeah, but you're right. And I'm going to tell you what. I think people are getting ready to make some serious mistakes here on the Ron Paul issue.
Well, yeah, because it's reaching the level of absurdity now. On a local political radio show here in West Texas, the Tuesday morning or the Monday morning after last, what was it, Sunday he raised the $6 million?
Yeah,
so it was Monday morning. Mm-hmm. This woman, who is Republican, came on and she said, well, he really needs to turn that money over to Giuliani or somebody who can use the money and win. I thought, this is just, this is beyond rational. This is absolutely absurd.
Right.
And if I would been in that room, I'd want to slap that woman.
Well, but here again, it's what the conventions have been telling people for a number of years, that you're wasting your time, you're wasting your money if you don't back the best horse to beat the other candidates, the other party's candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure this is probably some of the thoughts were swimming around in this woman's head. You know, I've heard this repeated, and you're going to hear it more and more. You know, I mean, who are they reaching for here? The CFR knighted individual, Mr. Huckleberry from Arkansas.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're having a great deal of difficulty because Ron Paul's been saying the same thing for the last 25 years.
Yep.
They can't trip him up. You know, I worked on his 1982 campaign when he ran against Phil Graham for the Republican nomination to the Senate. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And Ron Paul lost, of course, and stayed in the House. But I remember picking him up at the airport here in Midland, and we were in the car driving to the Hilton where we were having a fundraising thing for him. And I was headed up his campaign here in Midland. And he said, well, we're spending too much money. I mean, that was 1982. You know, we're still spending too much. But the guy has just, over the years, he's just remained consistent. And the left and the Republicans, they cannot stand that.
Well, this is why I brought up with Pat Buchanan today. I said, here's the only guy. And I heard him talking about Mitt Romney. I heard him on C-SPAN talking about other candidates, but I didn't hear him mention Ron Paul. And the one point I wanted to make to Mr. Buchanan was that where are the other candidates here on either side of the aisle that's holding up the rule book and saying, hey, wait a minute here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got the Constitution. You know, let me ask you this question since you've been involved with this man before. Do you think that it would be a good idea if he's not nominated by the Republican Party to go independent?
Well, what worries me there is the way the Electoral College is structured.
Yeah.
See, he may end up being like Ross Perot. I mean, I don't want to compare him with Ross Perot, but you remember Ross Perot got 19-plus million votes, zero electoral votes,
mm-hmm.
because of the way the Electoral College has been corrupted by the two-party system.
Right.
And that's what scares me.
Would
there be enough people willing to step over, you know, because so many of these electors, in fact, a local woman who was an elector here in Midland, I know darn well she wouldn't step over the party lines. She's going to be faithful to whoever they put on there, you know.
But the very same things that I'm looking at that they're seeing is people are walking away from the involvement in this government because they're sick and tired of the same old BS.
Mm-hmm.
And when are these people going to get the idea that, look, we're going to back the guy that's got the best ideas, that has the solutions to the problems that we face, and quit playing this horse betting game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I just think if he did that, it'd be risky. I don't know. I've mulled that over my mind. Of course, he said he's not going to do that.
Well, political winds do change.
Yeah. Well, I see Tom Tancredo may be dropping out tomorrow.
Well, hopefully he does. This field has got to narrow down so Mr. Paul has more time to speak.
Yeah. All okay, right. Good show, John.
Hey, thank you, Alan. I appreciate your call. All right, folks, we'll take the break, come back, we'll field a couple more calls, and we'll wrap this edition of the National Intel Report up for this Wednesday, already the 19th of December, 2007. Gee, the old saying is, time flies when you're having fun. Are we having fun yet? We'll be back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
I am forced to do this. Forced. I've got a gun to my head right now, folks. Ooh, it's the people who are after Glenn Beck. Ooh. we have more people that listen to our archives than actually live people listen to the network every day, except for the radio outlets and other avenues. And, folks, I know what you do when you go to the archives. You download the program and you skip over the commercials. Well, this is what supports this network. So what we've done, and it's having an effect, and now you're going to hear this on the archive that you just skipped over the break to hear the final minutes of the show, that we know you're skipping over the advertisers, and we need you to support them, okay? Here's my little deal here. Attention RBN listeners who suffer from joint excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, then Arthalin is here for you. Arthalin is a new but highly effective natural remedy. And the best part, RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to www.321relief.com. That's 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552. We don't support the advertisers. The network is not around. That's the way commercial networks work. All right. One last caller here. My screen timed out. Oh, George in Florida. Hello, George.
How you doing, John?
Good, sir.
Yes, I know it's like some of the people in the blogosphere is cutting up Ron Paul on Glenn Beck last night when it came to the 9/11 conspiracy things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and somebody mentioning about when Ron Paul sidestepped abortion and on The View. Well, Here's the thing is, in both those instances, I could see them trying to spring a trap.
That's right.
And the thing is, yes, you got to play politics. It's a dirty little game, but, you know, it has to be played. And I keep telling these people when we have these meetups, get rid of your 9/11 shirts. This is not a 9/11 event. We're trying to get Ron Paul as president.
Yeah.
The towers collapsed 6 years ago. We're trying to get somebody elected in 2008.
And this goes to my point, George, about picking the target and working it effectively. And you're right. I mean, I'm not talking about, and I'm not disputing all the evidence that I've seen that points to involvement of the government. I'm not backing away from that. But I could waste my time talking about that and to what net effect. It's a form of mental masturbation is what it is. And it will have no effect on going to the real root. Do we think by all these protests that we're going to force somebody in Washington, D.C. to go throw up their hands and go, oh, okay, you got us. We're going to have other hearings and we'll have to bring other witnesses and we'll reopen this investigation. Absolutely not. Any more than the IRS, when invited to the National Press Club to answer these bothersome little questions as to whether the IRS is legal and constitutional. They didn't show up because they know they can't defend it. But, you know, the silence is deafening coming from Washington, D.C. Our redress to our government, the avenue is dead. We can stand and all scream simultaneously, but they're all deaf in Washington, D.C. So how do we change things? We got to change the system because if this system does not change, this system will eat us alive.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's like I'm sort of like in the activism with dealing with Child Protective Services, trying to reform that. But it goes back to the same root of the poisonous tree.
That's right.
The Federal Reserve System printing up all this funny money to give to the states.
That's right. And control the states. And yes, we've seen the proverbial carrot being hung out and these stupid governors taking the Fed money rather than saying, you know what, that's our business. We don't need you involved.
Yeah, I mean, because you look at the immorality of the state, it's to this federal money. I mean, and even like I talked to a police officer that is for Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
He sees his department turning immoral because they're getting all this federal goodies.
There you go. Yeah,
we need that money cut off.
That's right.
I said we need to stop
George,
taking...
George, I'm out of time. I'm sorry to cut you off, sir, but we're out of time. I thank you for your call. Folks, that'll do it for us today. Back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.